This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park.
Listening to Lou Reed, the legend, the artist, the pop culture commentator, whose lyrics were as likely to end up in the New York Times or on the walls of a gallery or painted on a graffiti wall in Lower Manhattan. We're remembering Lou Reed, who died yesterday. Let us know what you think of as a perfect day. Remembering the music of Reed and the Velvet Underground, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. So much to remember, and he would have commented on the news of this day. And we begin this hour in the Middle East, where there is some good news. 3 days ahead of its deadline, the Syrian regime submitted a formal declaration of its chemical weapons arsenal and its plans for destroying that stockpile. Now, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the international watchdog tasked with destroying the chemical weapons, will review Syria's submission and plans for complete destruction by mid-November. Joining us now, Robin Wright, distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute of Peace. She's the author of Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World. Robin, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Happy Monday, John.
Yes, indeed. And let's talk about this meeting the deadline issue. Is this a little bit of international NGO theater, or are the Syrians really demonstrating once again their seriousness?
Well, there's still serious questions to be answered. The United States estimated a few weeks ago that Syria had 45 different sites where chemical weapons were deposited, and Syria has now disclosed 23 of those sites. So there's some questions about the gap, questions about did they consolidate some of their weaponry in some places. There are still some sites that have not yet been visited by the international group that is trying to dismantle these weapons. And there's still enormous questions about can the world meet the deadline to destroy all of them, which is about a year from now.
Deadlines aside, is there a growing consensus that at least the Syrians, if not the international community, have control over these weapons?
Certainly there is a process in place now that gives greater reassurance that Syria will not again use chemical weapons, and that it has at least in principle agreed to give them all up. And that's really a very important development. The tragedy for Syrians, however, is that 95, maybe even more, percent of the people who've died in this civil war have died because of conventional weaponry, not chemical weaponry. And so there are still enormous issues to be addressed when it comes to this conflict.
Two takeaways, then. Does the diplomatic momentum that was focused so much on the chemical weapons, do you think that could deliver any benefit to actually getting a settlement in this war? And secondly, is the agreement that worked or seems to be working in Syria replicatable to other places where weapons of mass destruction are a problem?
Well, on the diplomacy question, there's clearly a hope that the momentum created by the coming together, particularly of the United States and Russia, will generate movement toward a peace conference, bringing together the opposition as well as the regime to talk about a future. The problem is that the opposition has not yet agreed to go to talks. There is a tentative date of November 23rd in Geneva that has been announced by some of the Syrians, not by either the United Nations or the individual countries involved in organizing it. So there's still a lot of questions. But the big problem is that the opposition is now so divided. There are something like 1,000 different militia groups. There is the exiled Syrian National Coalition. That's an umbrella group for a lot of different factions, some of which have said they won't go. Some of the militias have said they won't go. They won't agree to anything unless President Assad will step down. So it's not just a process of getting by everyone in the room. It's getting everyone in the room to talk about the same thing to ensure that it doesn't just fail automatically. But on your broader point, yes, it is a good signal that this chemical weapons agreement was signed on to by the Syrians, and that there is new progress. The Syrians are meeting a deadline, and that it could be a precedent for cases elsewhere in the world.
Robin Wright, distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute of Peace. She's the author of Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World. Robin, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.